Okay, it is late at night here in the States, early in the morning with my current guest, Dennis Blackmagic. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, but I had some, what can I say, already some better times in my life, but it's part of the job.
Okay, yeah, we've got some big stories to cover. Just to kind of give the listeners and readers a little background, you're working on a movie now called Dennis Blackmagic versus Belgium. We've done a couple stories about that, and through those stories, you were contacted by someone who, well, I'll let you take it from here.
Yes, okay. 1 week ago, I was contacted by Chasey Lane by Facebook, and I was getting a message out of the blue. This is my number. If you want to contact me, call me Oxo Oxo. But me, I know in Facebook, I always have like second thoughts in the way, like, is it the real Chasey Lane? Because at that moment, she is for me a living legend in the adult industry. That's the way that I knew her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm very short in my answers, and then I get some 3-4 emails back on Facebook. And then I'm starting to think, like, let's give the people a chance to see if they are for real. So I'm giving my Skype address and Skype account. And 2 days later, I'm having a Skype meeting with Kemp face-to-face with Chasey Lane.
Nice.
And I say to her, I say, look, what's going on, actually? Because I'm quite surprised that a big living adult legend like you is mailing a small boy from Europe. Fact is fact, you know what I mean? And going on the conversation, she said to me, yes, I would like to be part of the movie, and I like the idea that you told me to be able maybe to host the movie. And then I was having some second thoughts in the way, like, why is the big Chasey Lane mailing me and Skyping with me? So I was still thinking, what is going on? But I was maybe like, okay, let's go to the business. So then we had another Skype meeting, and I asked her to point, like, okay, Chasey, what is your price to host the movie for 2 days? And she answered me, $10,000. Say, for a non-sexual part, you're asking me $10,000, a plane ticket and a hotel. So that's a lot.
Now, this was for a non-sex role, right?
Non-sexual.
Okay.
I say, sorry, but $10,000, with all due respect, how big your name can be in the States, I'm not going to pay $10,000, a ticket and a plane for a non-sexual part to host a movie with a lot of feedback exposure. I don't do that. Then she said to me, okay, is five okay? I say, I can live with five. And then she started to go a little bit open, like, I can make you happy. I say, okay, we all know that sometimes things happen, and look, I wrote a book, and the book is based on some facts, and I'm not a hypocrite. I will say it at the first so that nobody else can say it later. I never made a secret in the book that I had some sexual relations with models and female models to get more fame and more feedback. I can be open to that, so I don't have a problem with that. Simple. But anyway, it's still the big Chasey Lane speaking with me, okay? So at that point, she also said to me, what else can you offer me in Europe? I say, how do you mean? Yeah, because I don't want to be in the States anymore. I would like to be in Europe. I say, look, in Europe, adult is almost dead. Nobody is producing. Nobody is distributing anymore. It's like a very big crisis. Then she knew that I had some contacts with fashion and with mainstream. Then I told her, say, look, Chasey, you can be maybe big with a Hall of Fame award and stuff like this, but people in high-level fashion, they don't care about that. And the answer was very simple. I can fuck my way up to the top. And I was like, okay. So then I said to her, you know what? Call me back in 2 hours. And then I was trying to make a joke, but maybe I'm not so good in jokes. And then I said to her, make sure that you are naked and a dildo in your ass. Then I will speak more to you because it gives me more inspiration.
Of course. So,
okay, so guess what? After 2 hours, the Skype is coming back with a totally naked Chasey Lane and a dildo in her ass. Okay, so there I am looking at a legend that is naked with a dildo in her ass and thinking to myself, what the hell do I need to do now? Okay, then I started to say like, okay, thanks, I like to see it. I'm a healthy man. I'm not an asshole. I'm not a hypocrite, but let's go to business. Okay? But at that moment, during the 2 hours, I was still in my head thinking about the fact, why is Chasey Lane from America mailing me and asking, almost begging to support her in Europe? Because it doesn't make any sense. I don't see Jenna Jason do that to me. Simple. Fact. Point.
Right.
Okay? Then during that 2 hours, I did some calls. I did some mails to people from the States I know. And I was hearing that she fucked up 2 years ago with a lot of major people and stuff like this. But I was thinking like, okay, everybody deserves a second chance. So we can go on. When I asked her about her passport, she told me that she didn't have a passport. So I said to her, with all due respect, how can I do a press release? How can I book you official by email, paying you $5,000 if you don't have a passport? If you are not showing up, I will lose my face. That's one.
Okay.
Two. Then she started to speak about suddenly out of the blue, and then actually the shit happened in the way that I also lost my respect. Then she started to speak about the fact why she is not having any jobs in America anymore, because I asked her, Chasey, if you want me to help you, just be open and honest to me. Why are you asking me for Europe while you have a big name in Europe? While you're having a big name in the States? Then she said, yeah, nobody wants to book me. I say, okay, how does it come? And then the answer was very, very simple. She said to me, and this is something that will be very hard, but I will take my responsibility to all people that I'm saying now, the names, and they can always contact me if they want to have more facts and stuff like this, because this is serious. Normally, I'm not the guy who is telling stories around. This is not a story anymore. This is now getting a little bit too inside with too many people involved. She was saying to me that everything is the mistake of Mr. Stephen Hirsch from Vivid. And she said to me, because I am the only girl who is not fucking with Steven, he blocked me. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Say, so, because Steven, you cannot work ever in the States again. Yes, because he's putting everywhere his fingers on. So I said to Chasey, Steven Hirsch is a quite powerful guy in the U.S., he's quite powerful in Europe. He has a big label, but with all due respect for Steven, he's not a god. So don't tell me that because of one man that you didn't fuck, that was the words, that you don't have any job anymore. It doesn't make any sense. So I hope people can agree with that. And then she said, no, I'm also in cash problem because I need to pay my rent. I don't have a cell phone. So then I started to feel sorry. Well, I'm sorry now that I started to feel sorry, because the thank you is always a fuck you at the end of the line. So I said to her, okay, well, what's your problem now? Say, do you need a deposit? No, not possible, because I have issues with my bank. If somebody will deposit money on my bank, the bank will keep it. Say, okay, can I call you if I have an ID? No, because I don't have a cell phone anymore, and all my services are blocked because I don't have any money. Okay, I can understand that. But then again, how can you do business on a high level? Then I said to her, I say, Casey, why don't you go to some big labels in the States that they will shoot you, because with a name like you, it must be possible. And then she said to me, but I'm actually, I need to get money from, excuse me. I said, how do you mean? Because I don't see what that has to do with getting to a business deal. She said, no. Still owes me $40,000 for Chasey Reloaded. I say, excuse me. He said, but I know 2004, and he's a stand-up guy. He's a guy with respect. And he's one of the good ones with a very good structure and a very good concept in the company. No, it's because of Steven again. Because Steven made a deal to be a silent partner. And I was like, okay, there was something totally not correct going on. And yesterday I did an email to reject her finally, because I was not getting any answer about the passport. I was not getting any answer about the planning. So I cannot book somebody that I'm thinking by myself this can be a problem because of the so many issues. And suddenly, instead that I am the good guy that she wanted to sleep with to get a good job, because I was very honored that the big Chase Elaine wanted to sleep with me to get some feedback. But besides that, then suddenly I'm the bad guy. And then 17, 20 emails are coming in with the following things. I spoke with Stephen Hirsch, and he told me to report you to the feds, to the federal police. And I was like, wait a minute. 3 days ago, you are having the biggest fight in your life with Stephen. And now Stephen is saying from Vivid that you need to report Dennis Blackmagic to the federal. So it makes no sense.
What is she proposing that she's supposed to report you for? For that trying to cast her?
No, that's a good question. I still don't have an answer. But everybody knows that I did time, but not a crime. Everybody knows in Europe, and everybody knows in Belgium, and that is also the basic of the book, that I was in jail for something I did not do regarding our minors. And Casey also knows that, because I speak open to everybody, and I'm getting a lot of support about this, because there are proofs that I did it for nothing the time. Simple. And then she started to mail me, and this is something that made me a little bit angry in a sad way. Then she was trying to be clever after knowing everything, because it's not a secret. She mailed me about passports. You don't need to speak to me like this. Slow down, because I think you have more problems than me, because you did not do your time and you were sentenced. And that was something that is going out of line, because I was sentenced, all right, but I did my time. Totally. I did 7 fully months. So I am a free person. Totally. Simple. And this is something that I see as a attack. And this is something that I see as totally unprofessional in the way, like, 1 week long, she was begging me, actually, with all due respect, to be my little whore, that I can fuck her. And then when I say no, she's saying to me, did you time? So this is something that's not working with me. So after that fact, I was trying to think by myself, like, okay, I pass everything to my lawyers, the Skype chats, all the stuff, all the emails, because I don't deserve this kind of bullshit. Simple. Actually, nobody deserved that. First you are a gun, then you are a piece of shit. But then she started to go like really crazy. And then I did a checkup on the internet and I found a link from 2 years ago, I think, from some director, I don't even know the name, with all due respect for the director, I'm sorry, something about the backstage and the way that I was seeing her acting, I was thinking by myself, no, I can understand why so many people the last week told me, don't do that, Dennis, because it's not worth it. Simple.
And just for those who may not have seen them, you can look up those videos. I believe it was a Donnie Long shoot. Chasey showed up and had some problems with the director. They can watch the video for themselves. But they are very unflattering to Chasey and her attitude. And that was kind of the last time any of us have seen her. So
I think she's back in a bad way and even worse, because then the mail started to come in. 26 mails in 2 hours time saying to me, I just spoke with Mark. He's saying to me that you are full of shit. Okay, one. At 10 o'clock in the evening, I know that's not available at the office. That's one. Two. A person without a cell phone is not able to call somebody, if you know what I mean. If you don't have a cell phone and your connections are blocked, then you cannot call to somebody. That's all those kinds of things were running about my head. Then I was thinking like, okay, the girl has a problem. Not only an attitude problem, but also maybe a psychological problem. Maybe a drugs problem. And I spoke with some people who also watched that tape that you just said to me that you can find back. And I don't know nothing, or I don't know much about drugs. But they all told me, Dennis, if you look good, you can see it's not only in the mind, but it is also a drug problem. And I do believe those people, because I'm working with those people almost more than 8 and 10 years. So they will not lie to me, because I trust those people, simple. But the fact is that the story actually is based now on a very, very, how can I say, a very cool fact, in the way like somebody made a status. The status is gone for some reasons. And if I see it all, she can only blame herself. Then she was thinking to get a big shot through me. Even wanted to be my little whore, because you can ask her, if she still remembers 4 days ago that she was butt naked on Skype typing the words, I'm practicing to be your little whore. So I'm not lying. So please ask her, and I'm hoping she will give you a straight answer, because I don't care. Simple. But the point is that after I said no, she started to react like a real maniac. Actually worse than on the tape that you can see on the internet, because I was thinking like, it cannot be worse. And the way she mails and the way she was non-stop mailing is actually worse than on the tape. So the director who was involved 2 years ago with that backstage tape, I think his words are right more than facts, and I think the guy deserves an award for that, to put that online. I'm sorry, but what I cannot stand is, if you are a legend, you need to act like a legend. That's one. Never speak to third pieces. How can I say, never speak to third persons about somebody else inside things, if it is true or not true. I don't care, but I am not the right guy, or I have not the right to hear, without even asking it, that, for example, Steven is fucking every model besides her, and that's why they have a fight. I am not allowed to hear, for example, without any clue, that owning her $40,000. And because I answered like, there's a stand-up guy, he always pays the bills. Then she said, no, Steven is a silence partner. So then I think to myself, okay, if she is saying that to me about those people, what will she maybe say in the future about me?
What do you think is her ultimate goal here? It seems like she's making enemies and throwing a lot of people under a bus for what?
She has no clue that I'm able to speak with the US, and she has no clue that I'm really in touch with people like them that I met in 2004. And she was thinking that I just created some names finding on Google and just use the names to play big, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Her goal was very simple. She needs money, she needs fame, she needs attention. And she was seeing that I was able, thinking to know nothing and nobody in the States, so that she can come over 2 months in Europe and being happy to get fucked 2 months long for fame and money. And when she was getting the point that I do know people in the States and that I'm not a guy who is actually falling on my knees to say, oh, please, Chasey, come, I will pay you everything. And that I said, hey, if you don't have a passport, I will not take any visa call. I will not do the press release. I will not book you as the host of the movie. You're out of the project. Simple. But her goal is fame and money. I can respect that. But she also agreed on Skype, and that you can ask her, she also agreed that she needs to have a re-famous thing. Like, she's out of the adult industry. Now I know the reasons. So it was able to put her steps and to put her in the mainstream and even in some fashion project, to make a marketing tool about that. Because the fashion industry is going a little bit more on the adult side with some suggestive billboards and stuff like this. So I do know some major fashion people who are not ashamed to work with our adult legend to create a, what can I say, a good fashion billboard campaign for the new generation. Mm-hmm. You agree with me?
Yeah.
But now, of course, it will not go.
Well, if she attacks people she wants to work for, she's probably not going to work very much.
Look, I don't know why she... Look, what I don't get, sorry that I go into the repeating phase, and also sorry for my English to the viewers or the readers from your side, because I'm still a Belgian guy. what I don't understand is the following thing. I'm not Mr. Smart, I'm not Einstein, but if I am a girl saying, I have a big fight with Stephen Hirsch and he's blocking me already 2 years and blah, 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 because I didn't fuck him, I have my questions about that, if you say that 3 times in a row. But anyway, then I cannot understand that one day you are saying, Steve told me that I needed to report you to the Federals. Okay, so somebody that you have a fight is now telling you to report somebody that he was... I was also the publisher of R-Rated magazine in 2008. And very important is that besides Samantha Lewis from Digital Playground, and besides that Darren Roberts from AVN, also Stephen Hirsch from Vivid, was published in my magazine with a good feedback. So I don't see any point that Steven has to hate me, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because I made good promotion in Europe, for example, Vivid and Steven Hirsch. So the bottom line is also that I don't understand why she's also using the name, for example, Brandon Iron. Because she did an email to me I'm also mailing to Brendan Iron, and he's also saying that you are a piece of shit and blah, blah, blah. While I met Brendan a couple of years ago at the festival in Brussels, I'm still in touch with him on Facebook, like, how are you, and that's it. And this is something that I just don't understand, because with all due respect, at 9 o'clock in the evening, in your time, I don't see any feds waiting to report me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when you say to me, look, I don't even have a car, I'm depending on people to drive me, how can you fix everything in 2 hours' time? Look, I was trying to help her. That's my point. And I am pissed off, not about all those little things. I am pissed off on the fact, on the following thing. If you know from the start my whole story and you are using that because I say no to you in the way like I didn't know that you did your time, then you are making an enemy. And then you need to stand up for everything you said, everything you did in your life, like I also did in my life. I also paid a big price for it. And then you need to be open to yourself, and then you need to take the consequences. Because if I start the day talking about big important people, it will come back to me. I'm not speaking about karma. I'm speaking about facts. I'm speaking about business. You are not allowed to speak bullshit about other people if it is not asked.
Sounds like she's just trying to trash everyone you know and make it sound like everyone you know is trashing you.
No, what she's trying to do is trashing the people that I told her I am in touch with, because I will be very open, like the whole conversation. I did an email to the direction board of asking it, because they asked me, can you please forward us the mail from JC? And can you please also put your explanation on it? And we do respect that you cannot give everything away based on the privacies, because I cannot give the Skype or the chats to the press and the media. I cannot do that. But if it is necessary, the judge will do it. Simple. So I'm standing very good in my shoes. And that's also why I'm very happy that you give me the chance that I can say it. But what she is trying to do is actually for me something that I cannot understand, because I was thinking that I had seen everything in 16 years. But this is something new for me. Big people, important people, stand up guys, persons with respect and the adult, she is attacking them to me. And now she's using them that they will hate me. I don't know why. But I know those people. Those are correct people. I don't see any reason why they need to be involved. So if you hear everything that I'm saying now, you can ask everything to her. And the answer that will come back is actually the things that I'm telling you now. Because I already told everything about the sexual favors and about the money and stuff like this. Like I said, I'm not a hypocrite. And this is also the book that is now very popular in Europe, because I'm speaking about celebrities and I'm speaking about the sexual favors behind the scenes, but I'm also speaking about myself, that I was part of it by enjoying it. Simple. It takes two people to dance the tango. Do you agree?
Yes.
So it takes also two people to fuck. Do you also agree?
Yes.
So if you fuck for pleasure, or you fuck for business, or you fuck for pleasure and business, and everybody's winning, I don't see anything wrong with that. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
So to make it very hard, if Chase Lane is saying that I can fuck her and I will fuck her and everybody has pleasure and everybody's winning, then it would be stupid for not doing it. Do you agree or not?
Sure.
Voila, okay. But now it's up to her to see how open she will say it, like I say it. Because I have nothing to hide. And besides that I have nothing to hide, I stand up for the guys I know, like David, they are not the people that Chasey is claiming that they are. I cannot believe that. No way. But I also don't have a reason to be very positive about them, because we are not even working together. I'm not working with David. We are not making any business deal together. We are not making any money together. But I stand up for the good persons that I know.
That makes sense. Well, obviously now Chasey is not going to be the host of the movie. Do you have any idea who you might want in that role instead?
Oh, I have somebody in mind, but the person that I have in mind who would be perfect to create a hype in the States and getting a lot of feedback in Europe and also a lot of mainstream feedback is Jesse Jane.
That would be big.
If Jesse Jane and Digital Playground will approve a non-sexual part that Jesse Jane can play the reporter in the movie, who will do the interviews that will be shot in black and white, and then the stories based on the book and the facts of the celebrities will go on, then I'm sure that not only Digital Playground, but also Jesse Jane will get a lot of big exposure in the mainstream media in Europe, and everybody wins. But I need to start with that in a couple of days when, how can I say, the Black Magic versus Chasey Lane is over.
All right. Well, it sounds like we have some questions to ask Chasey, so we'll try and get in touch with her for her response. But it sounds like you ran into a very angry porn girl.
It would be hard to get her because she's not able to get any phone calls. She is also not able to be online so much. And I think it will take a lot of time to get her. I hope that you will get her very fast and that she's clear in her head, because, what can I say, again, people who do know something about life, they will understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope that you will catch her soon, because everybody deserves to get a chance to speak about something. But you can ask her the questions that I said, and I said everything that I was needed to say, and I hope that this case will be over soon, but I'm guessing that it will be not over soon for her. But for me, it's already something that happened yesterday, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I will not take any sleep off for that. Totally not.
All right. Well, we hope you get through with this part soon so you can get back to making the movie, because we're looking forward to seeing Dennis Black Magic versus Belgium. With some great stars in it. Thank you for your time, and we'll see where this goes.
I thank you also, and let's see indeed where it goes.
Great.